This is Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. This is Soul School Lesson 91. Today I'm going to be going over three different poems. I hope you'll find respite in this episode. I hope you'll find some tranquility. I hope you'll find some shelter from the storm. And that is my goal today. I've also been finding myself writing my own poetry once again. Since the time I was 7 years old, I started writing poems and prayers and psalms of my own. And I'm going to be sharing some of them more frequently as I write them. One of them you can find right now as a supporter of the show. You can go to patreon.com/sparkmymuse, and I have one written there. And I will also be offering more poems to, not always to the public, but to my supporters and people who really enjoy my work. It may be that if I get enough together, I might do a poetry book, but I'm not going to go quite out on a limb just yet. So there are three poems I will go over today and just reflect on them a little bit. The first one is called Keeping Quiet by Pablo Neruda. It's also translated. Now we will count to 12, and we will all keep still. For once on the face of the earth, let us not speak any language. Let us stop for 1 second and not move our arms so much. It would be an exotic moment without rush, without engines. We would all be together in a sudden strangeness. Fishermen in the cold sea would not harm whales. And the man gathering salt would look at his hurt hands. Those who prepare green wars, wars with gas, wars with fire, victories with no survivors, would put on clean clothes and walk about with their brothers in the shade, doing nothing. What I want should not be confused with total inactivity. Life is what it is about. I want no truck with death. If we were not so single-minded about keeping our lives moving, and for once could do nothing, perhaps a huge silence might interrupt this sadness of never understanding ourselves and of threatening ourselves with death. Perhaps the earth can teach us, as when everything seems dead and later proves to be alive. Now I'll count up to 12, and you keep quiet, and I will go. This is from the poem Extravagaria, translated by Alistair Reed. So some of the reflection for this, I was noticing that the images for me that really stood out were catching our breath and of silence and of reflection. For me, the speed of whatever we have been calling life, whatever I've been observing as life around me, has become untenable, unbearable. Our souls grow weak. Our hearts groan. And what if we stopped for a moment? That is what's powerful about this poem. It asks this of us, and it talks about the kinds of things that could happen if we stopped. Wars might stop, and we might walk together. And I think we are responsible for stopping, and we can do that. We can't really influence what the world might do, but we can certainly be in control of what we stop doing. Maybe our example could be the way that we inspire others. Our example could be the inspiration that other people need. This is the place to stop and breathe and be silent and still, just in this place of listening to my voice right now, or taking some time to listen. So just for this moment, even as you hear me now for 12 seconds, go ahead and you can try to hold your breath that long. I can wait. I've got time. This is a really bad time, of course, to be listening to the podcast on a faster speed, by the way. You won't get any of the benefits. But try to make the space for it right now, a time to breathe. I like how he says, I'll count up to 12. And because it's inspiring, I will now pause for 12 seconds. The next poem is called The Meadow by Marie Howe. As we walk into the woods that have waited for us to enter them, so the meadow with muddy dreams is gathering itself together and trying with difficulty to remember how to make wild flowers, imperceptibly heaving with the old impatience it knows for certain that two horses walk upon it, weary of hay, the horses sway-backed and self-important cannot design how the small white pony mysteriously escapes the fence every day. This is the miracle just beyond their heavy-headed grasp. And they turn from his nuzzling with irritation. Everything is crying out. Two crows rising from the hill fight and caw cry in mid-flight, then fall and light on the meadow grass, bewildered by their weight. A dozen wasps drone, tiny prop planes, sputtering into a field the farmer has not yet plowed. And what I thought was a phone turned down and ringing is the knock of a woodpecker for food or warning, I can't say. I wanted to add my cry to those who would speak for the sound alone. But in this world where something is always listening, even murmuring has meaning, as in the next room you moan, in your sleep, turning into late morning, my love, this might be all we know of forgiveness. This small time when you can forget what you are, there will come a day when the meadow will think. Suddenly, water, root, blossom, through no fault of its own, and the horses will lie down in daisies and clover. Bedeviled, human your plight, in waking is to choose from the words that even now sleep on your tongue, and to know that tangled among them and terribly new is the sentence that could change your life. I love the play of all these words of nature and then how it moves over to our own murmuring words, the sounds of nature and then our own sounds. Even now sleep on your tongue and to know the tangled among them and terribly new is the sentence that could change your life. That is really a beautiful turn of phrase. That's another one of those kinds of poems that you should rewind to hear or read for yourself. All these poems will be listed in the show notes at patreon.com/sparkmymuse for this episode, Soul School 91. I recommend that you either look up The Meadow by Marie Howe or you just go to the show notes and help out by supporting the show. For a dollar, you can get all the show notes for a month. It's about 25 cents per show. And I appreciate you listening and contributing. It means a lot to me. Now, the last gem I have for you is another Rilke poem from his Book of Hours. This is a translation by Joanna Macy and Anita Burroughs, a very common translation of Rilke, and it's a very short poem. This is from Book of Hours, section 159. God speaks to each of us as he makes us, then walks with us silently out of the night. These are the words we dimly hear. You, sent out beyond your recall, go to the limits of your longing. Embody me, flare up like flame, and make big shadows I can move in. Let everything happen to you, beauty and terror. Just keep going. No feeling is final. Don't let yourself lose me. Nearby is the country they call life. You will know it by its seriousness. Give me your hand. If you were paying close attention to these three poems I've mentioned, I've read to you, there are some themes of this soul school this time. And if you can think back a little bit and reflect for a moment, can you think of what they are? Silence, stillness, breath, nature, listening, words, living, and walking with. I hope that you might listen to this episode again. It's a shorter one, and see if you can pick out these parts for yourself as you listen, as well as other parts that particularly and perfectly prick at your heart. Nearby is the world you are from and you will go back to. But don't forget that we have been together, and don't forget to come back and bring your friends. This time of listening and quiet, this special time of poetry and beauty that we have through audio, is special to me and special to you. It's a break from the wild, the country we call life, and it's a blessing, both for me and I hope for you. Thank you so much for supporting Spark My Muse by listening and contributing when you can. It means a great deal to me. I'll see you next Wednesday.